This is just for your benefit. It'll go onto Teams, and it's literally so you don't have to write notes.
Okay, I'll take a few.
Both Sarah will write some key things. It's for your reference and feedback, you know, if you're stuck. So really what we're doing with everybody is just tell us about any kind of theme or themes and the specialism you want to go in. And that's pretty much it. And use your visuals to prompt you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to lay these out so you can
actually please do.
My theme, which I'm not too sure on, was conservation.
Yeah.
But I'm not too sure how, like, all of it would link in.
Well, first of all, I'd say don't look at conservation as in, like, that literally as in connecting to the planet. You can look at conservation as
lots of other bits as well.
A broad, like, what is conserving? What does conservation mean?
Keeping alive.
Conservation to me means, like, I'm sometimes having to conservate my mental health.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm having to, like, you know, I'm doodling in a meeting because if I don't doodle,
yeah,
and conserve my energy and my mental health, I'm gonna, like, you know. Yeah. So you can look at it very broadly.
Yeah.
You know, so, but forget the conservation part. So talk about this as a theme anyway.
I'm not too sure. That's why I kind of need help with the theme and, like, where it's going.
Well, what I'm seeing here is sort of Jean-Michel Basquiat-esque vibe here. So this kind of, like, 80s New York.
Yeah.
You know, sort of street art meets, you know, fine art. It's almost like a digital nightmare as well, a digital daydreaming.
Yeah, it is a bit sort of surreal.
Tons of eyes once again, even Ruth said.
But that's fine, an eye's an eye. If you, and is this your eye?
No.
God, that lino, that's just like your lino cut, eh?
I know, I found it. And, what's her name? Briona Mobbs. The lady I messaged.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I can see eye shapes there, eye shapes there. It's interesting though that you've got a budgie rather than a cat, because that's like a cat eye.
Yeah.
So that's like a cat eye or a goat eye. You know, and you've got a budgie.
Yeah.
Which is great at this point, because I love the bonkersness of it. Look, to me, what I'm reading from these is kind of what I'm seeing is surrealism.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing basically, what's the word? What's the drugs called?
Psychedelics?
Psychedelia.
Yeah.
I'm seeing like a trip. It's like a bad trip.
Yeah.
You know, there's eyes on stalks, eyes in heads. Mm. You know, it's almost this sort of phantasmagorical, that's it. But mixed with sort of digital and print.
Yeah. Obviously, I will be doing print as a specialist.
No, that's obvious. So right, let's find a theme. Bounce stuff off us. What do you like about these boards? What's the image that's appealed to you the most? What do you like about these?
I love these three artists most.
Okay, so they're three different artists, are they?
No, these two are the same. Cool. And that one's different. Same as that one. But he they're completely different things, but
yeah, but I love this. So this is kind of the aesthetic you're going to be aiming for.
Tons of, like, different things on, like, really chaotic
so
stuff.
So almost like lots of simple components sort of brought together as a mass kind of collage and then created as a piece of work.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we've got our direction then.
Yeah.
That's nice and simple through printmaking. Right, let's bang down the theme. What do you want to say? Think about, you know, it's your exhibition, your family are there, your friends are there, other people's families and friends are there, the public's all in.
Yeah.
They're walking past yours. What do you want it to do to them? Do you want them to be shocked? Do you want them to be disturbed? Do you want them to go closer? Do you want them to walk
closer?
Away?
I want them to, like, look at it from far away and be like, oh, what's that? And then, like, go closer. So, like, for these pieces, there's so much, and I have to, like, actually look at, like,
so,
all the small bits.
Okay, so Grayson Perry needs to look at.
Yeah.
Who's a ceramicist. But what he does is he creates these beautiful pots.
Yeah. Oh, he does, yeah. And
they
are quite
gorgeous.
Chaotic,
and then you get close, and then you see the themes are like rape. And
So, like, small messages, but inside. Like,
well, here we go, keep
thing.
Going, this is perfect. So sort of small messages hidden within the work.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, so what we need to pin down is, What do you want to say? What are the messages? Do you want to make a warning? Do you want to, is it a protest? Is it like
this
teenage angst?
This is where
angst?
You could link it to conservation. Yeah. Where are these budgies? Are these yours?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're quite important to you.
Could it be about, like your first one is practice, could it be about all the things you love in your life? Like it's almost like a big giant mood map. Like a Pinterest board done in a fashion like that of all your favourite things that make you.
Could be.
Well, this is where we're throwing. Look, but that's autobiographical. Yeah. You've got to be willing to go there, George. It's not a could be. It's like it even reigns with you and you're like, if you don't want people looking at you and knowing about that, then you're not going to do things with that about your life, are you? You're going to then focus more on then bringing attention to somebody else's or something in general. So, you know, this is what we need to come to that decision in this next 6 minutes.
Yeah.
For now.
I think doing like words, but not really words, but like meanings of conservation and warnings. Protests, but not really. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, but that, but in like a nice light background.
So, do you want humour in there?
Yes.
Do you want it to be tongue in cheek? Like.
Yeah.
So, I would look at some memes on the environment and saving the planet, or we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Because they kind of do them really short, they're usually a few words, it's a different image, gets the message across. So, it's sort of like visual communication.
Yeah.
I would start collecting motifs.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean when I say that?
Do but don't.
Okay, so I'd say that's an eye motif.
Yeah.
There's a burger motif. Yeah. Well, or but teeth. There's an N motif.
Couple letters.
Yeah.
There's a cat.
You know, they're all so they're like on their own. It'd be like a motif, like you know, like a, you know, there's a lip motif.
Like there's loads of triangles and crowns in here.
So what I would start doing is maybe taking everyday objects or objects from
conservation
and turn them into little drawings and graphics.
Okay.
But let's make a decision now which direction you want to go in.
Yeah.
Do you want it to be
conservation?
Like, you know, and that could be the saving of anything. It could be the plight of your budgies. Save budgies now or... You know, we've got somebody who's doing budgies as well, funnily enough, and they're both the same colour.
They are!
Hers are called Pickles and...
Mine's called Bobby. Pickle and Oyster.
Oh my God, we're going to have to introduce you to
You're
going to
have to figure out which one's which, because they might be the same colour.
Leah's is Pickles as well. Bobby. Pickle and Pickles.
I've had Pickle and Bobby. For like 3 years.
Oh, we're going to have a budgie off. How long have you had
your
budgie?
Can we ever bring
your
pet to work day?
Yeah. Oh. So, you know, like... Basically, if it's going to be about conservation, then it might be like, well, okay, starting off with your birds, but then looking at them birds that are actually, we're not going to see anymore.
Mm.
They're going to die. You know? Like, get the dodo.
Could it be like linked with a psychedelic? Like the conservation of psychedelics? Like I've just seen mushrooms on your arm. Like, because that makes me think of
I'd be more interested in that than like conservation, if that makes sense.
But you link it to what you like.
Tell us. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, we say something and then you like wait a little bit and then you come with a bit of like, oh, well, I don't mean it.
Because I don't want to say yes, I'll do that and then not want to do it.
You can change your mind. You're grown up now.
Yeah.
You can literally be like, even if you agree now and then change your mind later, we can cope with that, George.
Okay.
You can say anything you want, but please tell us if we're putting words in your mouth and you don't want that idea. No, that's a no.
Okay.
You know, I really don't want to do autobiographical. No, I really don't want to do...
I'm going to cross that out.
Conservatism.
That's a no.
You know, conservation, you know. That was just an idea because people have already done work on the turtle. So that's lots of evidence generated already. That's why that was a theme.
Yeah. And it's a loose link. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if Adrienne's told you about her link to conservation. It's about riots.
Yeah, she's like doing the wider context, researching it all and stuff.
So you could have a really loose link in that sense to psychedelics. Because there's a whole world of mushrooms and psychedelics that could make you see things like this in a different world that's almost surreal.
But what about just going around, like, doing a thing on, like, hallucinogenic plants of the world?
Yes, I love that.
But I don't want to, like, not copy Kaya, but I don't want her to seem like I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, but you'll have a different outcome.
You know, how could you start a project and put blockers on it because someone else is doing the project? What you have to understand is you are an artist and a practitioner, and we could all have the same idea, but we'll all do it differently because we're different kinds of artists.
You always have this different outcome.
You know, we gave you all the same theme. That wasn't copying
for the last how many projects.
And you did very different outcomes.
Yeah, okay.
So do not block yourself worrying about other people. It's like if fungi, but we're talking about hallucinogenics, they don't just have to be mushrooms. They could be frogs.
Mm-hmm.
There's frogs, there's like, what's it, what are all those, that cactus juice that was going to go do a...
Ayahuasca.
There's mushrooms in the breakthrough with mushrooms.
There's,
like tons of stuff now.
Poison toads.
Yeah.
You can,
Well, we'll do it on poisons. Because poisons, you know, like, or do it on, like, the things in the Amazon, you know, like, again, like, or you could do things on an urban jungle and a jungle. Like, an urban jungle being, like, you know,
city
where graffiti
life,
comes from. But then you make it, like, an environmental graffiti thing with just lots of little motifs, little mushrooms, little frogs, little, you know, animals that you've picked that are going extinct, like a pink pigeon, like a dodo. So it's all like a trip of like dead animals.
Dead or nearly extinct.
But it's hard to talk to somebody that's just like...
Yeah.
You know, unless you've got any passion for any of it, we're just going to give you this and this and then off you go.
So we've got quite a lot here. We've got surrealism, psychedelics... dead slash nearly extinct. We've got small messages within, which is something you know you want to do.
Yeah.
I think we need to pinpoint exactly what will keep you interested for the rest of this project. Is there anything we've discussed so far that you really like?
Like the psychedelic sort of thing, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like the just all of these.
What about
like
what about, you know, conversational design instead, where it's so random? That's what makes it kind of trippy.
Yeah,
that budgie's in there, that we end up with eyes in there, that we end up with him in there.
Yeah.
We end up with her, with Adriana on the back of a bike in there.
Yeah.
All mixed in this really trippy street style.
That's more better, yeah.
Well, you should be telling us. The fact we're telling you means that you aren't doing your job. Okay?
Yeah.
So take this as a kind of thing that what is the point of making all this work if you still are confused and you don't know how to communicate the confusion, you know?
Yeah.
Like, George, it's this little block that's going to give you that... You know, you've just got to be, like... sort of pick exactly explicitly what you like about the work and say, like, that's what I want to do. That's the kind of vibe I want to get in my work. And if the subject is just a case of randoms, then what I need you to do is look at conversational design and stuff like that. Because conversational design is about putting random stuff together. You know, when you get a shirt and it's like strawberries and knives, and you look at it and you're like,
it's really random, but it's
random.
Like, cool. That's
conversation.
That,
and that's what conversation creates. Conversation. You go into somebody's and it's like wallpaper, and you're like, oh, that's really pretty. And then you look close, and it's like small washing machines.
Yeah.
And, you know, dog food. And then you're like, oh, but it looks pretty. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'll look like more into it after.
Well, make
down
some boards. That's what we need you to do after this. Now we've had this discussion with you, you're going to make some more boards that are a bit more focused on that. So conversational design, the idea of, the big key word seems to me is things that look different from afar.
Make more sense when you like get closer.
Yeah. Or two different messages. They lull you in. Like something that looks cute from afar, dark when you get close up.
Yeah.
Or really dark from afar and then you get close up and it's all tiny little pink love hearts and it's actually cute and it's like, oh, I thought that was really horrible. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's all it is. It just needs a bit more research and linking, I think.
Yeah.
And you've just got to start being a bit more forthright in knowing what you like and why you like it.
Yeah.
And pick it. You know, because it's like, otherwise, why the hell did you take a photo of a man with a McDonald's bag and a banana?
It just looked nice. And
did you see how that can link?
The randomness. Yeah. If you convert him into a little illustration.
A little motif.
As Banana Man holding a bag, and then he's in there with this kind of style. Then also then with the eye, then with your the budgies.
And the bike.
Like, that's such a great shape.
Yeah.
You know, and like getting into like photo montage, we just get loads and loads of those images, cut them out, create patterns just using Banana Man. Little stencils. Creating stencils, then printing, then spray painting, then painting over the top, then scrubbing back. And then we've got it.
Okay.
So.
Feeling better?
Yeah.
What you need to do is just go and make some mood boards with that idea in mind.
Okay.
You know,
jot down a couple notes.
Thank you.
Explore the idea of randomness in art, or, you know, what other keywords other than random? My mind's gone blank.
Surreal.
Surrealism, yeah, like surrealism in graphic surrealism, like graphic art surrealism, you know, street surrealist street art. Maybe we can come to London, we will next year, because we went through so many.
We did the most amazing graphic, my mind's gone far, too. Graffiti tour.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
But Jean-Michel next Basquiat, year. Definitely. Okay.
How do I spell that?
Wait a minute. Jean-Michel Basquiat. Like Google.
Thank you. There you go. Thank you.
George, this is really exciting. Have a bit of faith.
Yeah.
We've got weeks to get this, and this is exciting. Maybe you want to do as well a little mood board or a little expression you're thinking on colour.
Yeah. Okay.
We're doing that next week anyway, so next week we'll probably be getting you to draw some. We'll be getting you to do some colour theory next week.
We are. Yeah. Basic intro on Tuesday of colour theory. Okay. You might even make your own colour wheel.
Yeah. Which will benefit you, you know, because for you. And it might be worth, if you're starting to work this stuff, maybe get hold of some neon paints and some. Think of some interesting spray paint, neon paint, glitters, gloss.
Get to the stationery shop over the weekend.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Thank you.
But, you know, pink seems to be a thing here as well.
So, I'm liking the shade.
So, you know, keep the pink in, or the
and the blue.
Blue and the pink, you know, those bold colours.
Yeah, I like wrote down somewhere like my top like colours was yellow, pink and blue.
Perfect. Lovely. So on these more refined boards, put those colour chips on there.
Okay.
Make it obvious.
Yeah. But brilliant.
Thank you.
Well done.
Well done.
Did you need to see my sketchbook?
No,
we have that for you to help you.